Today's show is brought to you by HelloFresh. Please visit HelloFresh.com and use promo code CADCAST30 to receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you subscribe. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADCAST episode number 508. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who is at the dentist right now, Wombat.
My next appointment isn't scheduled until November.
No, you're there right now.
Oh, I'm here right now. Oh, this is something. Ooh.
How's the movie?
It's not bad.
How can you hear me with the noise-canceling headphones on?
Exactly. Oh, funny. Funny.
Yes. You could tell I forgot to come up with something clever to say, so I had to pull it right from the show feedback.
That's okay.
Ripped from the headlines of the show feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We got a lot of stuff to talk about this week. Just kidding. We don't really have anything to talk about.
Nah, there's really nothing to talk about this week.
No, I've been playing Fortnite, which we'll talk about later. And Battlegrounds. I've been playing a lot of Battlegrounds. We'll talk about that. But most importantly, we need to let everybody know that our campaign to get Shipwreck into NBA Playground seems to be going pretty well. I think
it's progressing.
It's progressing. It's moving
no
in the
guarantees.
Right.
Guarantees.
No guarantees, but I feel like it's moving in the right direction.
I would definitely say that much.
I heard that they're changing the name to Shipwreck's NBA Playground. Is that true?
Yeah, I tried to get it like Player Unknowns type of thing going. Right.
No, that's exciting. I'm.
I think that would help sales.
Shipwreck's NBA Playground.
Yeah.
No, I would like. Can't wait to see Shipwreck in NBA Playground. I think it's
Don't jinx it.
All right.
There's no guarantees until I'm in there.
Right.
There's no guarantees.
Wombat, what game would you like to be in? If we what's our next step after we conquer?
I know, like that's a good question, and I honestly don't know what the answer is. Like, what is the game that what is the game that I should be in? I guess is the question. Like, should I be an NPC in a Bethesda game? Where you go to a game and a town, and I'm like, I'm Wombat, and I lost my bucket. Can you find my bucket?
Is that some like dress up game?
Yeah, right. I mean, what's the right move for me?
I don't know. T-shirt simulator.
T-shirt simulator 2018.
Yeah, free T-shirt simulator.
Free T-shirt simulator.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to be in Rockstar's Table Tennis 2, which is probably coming out pretty soon. Probably right around the corner.
I could be in Red Dead Redemption. That would be cool. Red
Dead Redemption. you're just saying any of like the AAA franchises you'd be fine with.
Yes, I want to be in something gigantic. Oh, it's like, I don't know, what's a good little indie game that's coming out in the near future? I would like to be a camper in the Friday the 13th game. How about that?
That would be good.
That would be good. You could kill me.
And you were a camper.
Kill me.
Yeah. Big time.
And I was a camper. Yeah.
You know.
And a counselor. I was a counselor at a camp. So
I feel like the NBA Playgrounds was a little too easy for us. We need more of a challenge.
It hasn't happened yet. Let's stop jinxing
it. I feel
it.
Like it's money in the
bank. I can't believe
we're
even talking about it.
I think it's happening. And then I know. I'm just kidding. I have no idea what's going on, except
right.
Things seem to be moving. I haven't talked to anybody. I feel like things are just moving forward naturally. And
yeah, they're going great on your end. you're not having to do anything.
Exactly. That's my favorite type of mission, where I don't have to do anything. All right, so we're looking forward to further updates and a big announcement hopefully soon. Very big.
When I know something, you'll know something.
Perfect. Perfect. I'm excited. What else we got
here? Go ahead and announce that we're going to be at Long Island Retro.
That's
what that lead-in was going to be, not...
Yeah, that should be the lead-in.
Well, nobody wrote it here, so I forgot.
That's because it's your job to write it.
So, yeah, we're going to be at Long Island Retro on Saturday, August 12th. We're doing a live CADcast there at a certain time.
Is it 2:30 or 3:30? I forget.
Yes.
It's at, which one, 2:30?
It's one of those.
What you want to do is get up and early on Saturday and line up so that you get your seat.
You can go to the Cradle of Aviation Museum that day. That's where it is. It's a great museum, and it'll be a great event, so there'll be plenty to do, and you'll have a great time, and there's free parking, and it's going to be awesome.
Right. I'm looking up the exact time right now. No, I mean, it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty good last year, and it was at a much smaller venue last year, at a much more inconvenient venue.
Yeah, this year is convenient, so convenient my family wants to go.
Okay, our panel is at 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, Saturday the 12th.
So if you show up at 2:30, you'll be just in time.
No, you want to come for the whole thing because there's going to be a lot of game tournaments. There's a lot of cool vendors selling all kinds of stuff. Last year, I bought this Advanced Dungeons & Dragons Pools of Radiance. What do you call that? Like a box art canvas?
That's what I'd call it.
Yes.
And I'm looking at it right now. It's fantastic. There's a lot of different.
I'm going to be shopping for some TurboGrafx games because I don't have any of those and I have that system now.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're anywhere in the New York City area, I think it's definitely worth a trip to head down to the Cradle of Aviation. So go to liretro.com and get your tickets. I think it'll be fun. And you get to check out the museum too, sort of. It's sort of weird.
And you can take a picture with the three of us.
Yes. People do that for some reason.
Because we're awesome.
It should be a lot of fun. And I'm excited to see Shipwreck, star of NBA Playground.
That's true. I haven't met anyone who's in a video game before.
That's not true.
I know. I just wanted to say that.
GP's got two under his resume, right?
Does he have two? I thought he just had he did a voice in a game.
Yeah, that counts.
Does that count?
No, I mean, that was like an iPhone game, and I just was like groaning.
Grunting, yeah.
That's still on your IMDb page.
Yeah, I have an IMDb page. I haven't looked at that recently. It's only because I did that Kickstarter for the Chinatown Fair documentary. And so somehow they made a page for me. And then I added all the other stuff myself, like a boss. With not much to do.
Aren't you the best?
I mean, we should just put it out there that if video game companies are willing to have us in their game and do all the hard work, we will do the minimal and be in your game.
We will be in. If you want us to be in your game, we will be in your game.
Is this like the McElroy brothers will be in Trolls 2? The CADcast crew will be in anything?
Yes.
Psst, call us.
Next week, I'll have Adam Reed from Archer on the show.
Right. Mm-hmm. I listen to that. I like that. I like that podcast.
It's a good podcast.
It's pretty funny. What's Marvel Day? I see it says Marvel Day on here.
Oh, I had my first annual, I guess we'll call it the first annual Marvel Day at my house on Saturday. Last Saturday that just passed.
Uh-huh. You sure this is not Carvel Day?
No, we watched, we watched 11 hours of Marvel movies in one sitting.
Oh my God. That's a lot.
It is a lot. It was planned. My friend who...
Oh, it wasn't an act of nature? That just the...
It didn't just happen. It
just happened.
My friend that I've known for most of my life and the friend that I got into comic books with as a child has never seen one Marvel movie.
What's wrong with him?
He had a rough last decade. So we... And now that things have finally settled... We were like, hey, you should just come to my house on Saturday and we'll sit and we'll watch every Marvel, as many Marvel movies as we can. And we did.
You watched all, ooh, I almost threw up. I'm sorry. Is that all of the Marvel movies? No.
11 hours? That's like four two. Of them.
It's five. I think we watched Iron Man, Thor, Captain America 1, The Avengers, Captain America 2.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. You definitely notice things when you watch them all in a row like that,
like
too.
Your ass fell asleep.
Your ass falls asleep. We ate probably too much junk food. But
what
it
am
was
I
a
doing with my life? There's a lot of things that come into play when you sit down to watch 11 hours of movies.
Yep. And we had another friend of mine came, so there was really three of us on the couch most of the time, just kind of there. But it was a good time. My friend kept saying, this is the best day I've ever had. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow.
So
good.
I guess that's good.
Mm-hmm. I highly recommend it.
I watched.
Especially if you have a friend that's never seen them before.
Right. I don't think those people really exist.
I know the one guy.
Right. Ty and I watched about 12 episodes of Young Justice season 2. Like I mentioned the week before, because it was leaving Netflix on August 1st. And we discovered that it was on there too late. It was very good. You were right. It was The Reach. The Reach hadn't shown up yet in like the first.
Oh, okay. So that was my fault. I spoiled it.
No, I mean, I didn't know. That was just a word. It doesn't mean anything to me. I don't know who The Reach are until I saw the show. So,
because that's what stood out for me from that season.
They actually don't show up until maybe episode 9 or so.
Oh, like weird.
Halfway through the season. Yeah.
It's also because I've been playing Injustice and a lot of that Reach stuff. They name all of Blue Beetle's stuff like the Reach Back, Reach Arms. I'm like, oh, I get it.
The Reach Around.
The Reach Around. I don't understand. Explain it to me.
It's when somebody grabs your balls from behind, I think. I don't even know.
It doesn't sound that pleasurable.
No, I mean, in a loving way.
Oh, okay.
Not in a violent way. It was very good, though, Young Justice. It's funny how these kids' cartoons are somehow better put together than a lot of these huge budget DC movies, you know, with real actors.
I wonder if they'll bring it back when season 3 starts. Like, it seems silly to pull it when season 3 is right around the corner.
Oh, bring it back to Netflix? Well, it won't. It probably doesn't show up on Netflix until well after the season is over. Right, so.
Well, no, season 3 is straight to Netflix, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
It's straight to one of those.
Oh, look that up real quick. Let me see. Yeah. Season 3, Young, because that was just so good. Young Justice. It doesn't say that it's an exclusive anywhere.
Things we know. Oh, it's for DC's digital service.
Oh, my God. What the hell is that?
I don't know. It sounds dumb. It sounds made up. It does.
I'm sure it'll get to Netflix or somewhere. Cause
yeah, I don't know. Not if it's already on a separate digital service. They're going to try their own thing.
Yeah, I'm not.
Probably for like $5 a month or something stupid.
I've already seen pretty much.
I like how DC is going to have a digital streaming service for shows before it has a digital streaming service for comic books.
They don't have one?
No. Drives me bananas.
I mean, what are they going to do? Just put all their animated stuff on the service? That's it?
I don't know. I mean, if they did, honestly, I'd probably do it. But it really, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I've seen all the animated movies pretty much, I think.
Well, aren't you the best?
Yeah, I am. Speaking of the best, you should read some of the show feedback.
Sure.
Some of our listeners agree, it looks like.
Guju900 said, at the beginning, Wombat told a story about going to the dentist and having a noise-canceling headphones. He's already said this. How often are you going to the dentist? What's wrong? It was part of that previous visit. I didn't realize I had said so much about it before. But anyway.
They drilled too far when he went to the dentist, and he got a partial lobotomy.
Exactly. Also, Wombat sounds very spoiled and privileged. White boy in Ohio is in the middle. Baldy has the best down-to-earth attitude.
Agreed.
I've never been called privileged in my life, so I kind of like it.
How about I have to be the white guy on this podcast?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
What you talking about, white boy? See, that's me and my down-to-earth attitude that everybody enjoys.
And I have universal appeal.
To the spoiled crowd.
To the spoiled and privileged girl. Well, you know, my 1% mindset.
Of course. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you do go to a dentist that has a fucking movie, full screen movie theater in it.
Do you know how much my dentist appointment cost out of pocket?
Well, you have that health insurance, probably.
It was $18 to go to the dentist.
You have that AAA health insurance that all the rich people are talking about.
Is that what I have?
Yes. You have Obamacare Prime, I think it's called. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I have Optimus Prime out there.
Yes. What else we got here in show feedback?
Sure. NC Humley has to say, Sorry about your foot, Wombat. Sounds like it you might be gout or a nerve issue. If your pain suddenly became worse without any injury, please let us know what the final diagnosis is.
Oh, we have an update here or what?
The pain is pretty much gone, which is great. My wife did schedule us to go for a family hike on Sunday, so that's going to be interesting.
Over hot coals.
Yeah, basically. She's like, oh, I hate you. Let's go for a hike on Sunday.
And leave your shoes at home.
I did a lot of blood work, too much probably. Pretty much everything came back negative, even for gout, which was a surprise to me too. It was probably just, I just have really bad arthritis in my foot. That's what we got for now. Foot arthritis.
How do you get foot arthritis?
I don't know.
Like, what are you doing with your feet? It's just like, I understand, like, if they said you had like arthritis in your hands, I'd be like, oh, you know, he's on the computer at work all the time, plays a lot of video games. That would make sense to me, but.
I think it's partially hereditary.
What is your family doing with your feet?
They're stepping on his foot.
They're constantly coming into my house and just kind of bending it.
This is the family way, Wombat. Let me have your foot. Take off your shoes. It is time for the bending of the foot.
Okay.
I guess so.
Well, I'm glad it's not hurting you anymore.
Yes.
No, thank you. Yeah, now the pain's pretty much gone, and there you go.
Have you tried some of those those really tight socks?
Compression socks.
Yeah, the compression socks.
Those are for something else.
They might be for you.
Not for this.
For old people.
I did find out though from all the blood work that I have really bad cholesterol.
Oh.
Yeah, so I gotta watch what I eat and not eat so much food with cholesterol in it, I guess. Like, is that what you do?
I think
so.
Is
that how it works? Yeah. I'm on cholesterol watch, so that's what's wrong with me.
Shit.
Yep. Basically, you know, it's like picture the Long Island Expressway, but during rush hour.
Right.
Those are my arteries.
Yikes. Sounds like a spoiled and privileged problem.
I mean, couldn't that be contributing to your foot? I don't know how bodies work necessarily, but
that's
the farthest thing from your heart.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It has nothing to do with it. Mm. It wasn't, yeah. Sorry.
We'll work on that problem. Nope. We'll try to solve that by the next episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your wife's a doctor, ask her. Shipwreck. Your basement video was great. Love your theater room and pinball machines. Your family is lucky to have such a cool dad. You have an amazing collection of boxes in your cabinets. JK.
Rowling. Yes, we agree that basement is awesome.
I enjoy my basement.
Yes, it's a very nice basement.
It got a lot of views, your video.
Did it?
Oh, what's it up to?
I don't know. Like 2,500, 3,000, something like that. Last I looked, seemed like a lot.
That seems okay. I'm not getting any checks from that, so
no.
I'm glad that people are enjoying looking at it.
Right.
I'll make some more videos because there's a lot of like stuff I could go into more detail on and interesting stuff. But I need to figure out my streaming like capture things options that I have.
Whatever happened to your green screen? Was that down there?
It's here.
Okay.
It wasn't in the video. It's stored in the storage room.
Right. But there's a lot going on down there. It's got storage rooms.
Yes. There is a lot going on down here. But I haven't even hooked up my TurboGrafx yet. So
shit. Bobby have to record a whole new video once you hook that up.
I could do a video of hooking that up, maybe. Show just how much of a... It's not that big of a pain to hook stuff up. I don't know. It's pulling a couple wires through, cables through, and programming the remote so that everything works magically. That Logitech Ultimate, I think, is what I have down here. Is that what I have?
Probably. Sounds right.
It's whatever the big boy Logitech controller is.
It's the screen.
Well, there's two of them with the screen.
Oh, you have the better one.
I need the better one down here because it has more activities you can and more devices that you can link up to it.
Oh, right, right. The Ultimate, I think, only supports 15 devices.
So this is Elite, then, I would guess.
Shit. God damn. He's Elite. I don't have
that Elite TV control.
Yeah, look at that. That's not cheap.
Don't look at that.
What else?
I don't mention any of these things because I want people to look up what I've spent on it.
Right. You shouldn't. Yeah, it's a good call. I know the feeling.
Right. Don't look at that. That's what I tell Mrs. Yes. Shipwreck. Don't look at that.
Am I reading this one that you put here?
Yes.
Bickle has to say, I think the burning question of our times is whether or not Wombat has used his McDonald's Big Mac sauce yet. And the answer is...
No.
No, I have not.
I knew it.
You're just going to let that rot in your fridge, huh?
Well, I mean, I honestly haven't had really a reason to use it.
Well, I'm sure that's going to help with the cholesterol.
Maybe.
Exactly.
You should soak your foot in it.
All I've eaten this week is lots of peanut butter and lots of carrots. So
I would recommend soaking your foot in the Big Mac sauce and then also doing like a mouthwash with the Big Mac sauce for your teeth.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling that there's probably protective mayonnaise in there for your teeth.
I would say just recycle the one that you just put the sauce that you put your foot in and just go right to your mouth with that. You don't want
to. That's really, you know, that's good because I don't want to waste any of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I only have a finite amount.
You can get it so right back in the bottle.
It's true. So you're saying, because maybe if I swish it in my mouth and go mouth to foot.
Oh.
And then put it back in the bottle for another
that's better.
Time.
It's basically the water cycle.
Yeah, I was being I was crazy talk when I said you should go to the foot first, obviously.
Yeah, no, we want it to be like soft and warm.
Right.
So it should go mouth, foot.
Right. That was gross. You should definitely put it in your mouth first and then the foot,
exactly.
And then back in the bottle.
Back in the bottle and then back in the fridge. Rinse, repeat.
Ugh, I might throw up.
What? Have you checked to see how long that stuff is good for?
I have no idea. And if it goes bad, then whatever. It's, you know.
It's probably so full of preservatives that as long as you don't open
sure
it, it'll last forever.
It's fine.
All right, what else?
Cisco Mantra has to say, it looks like Dreamcade replay may not happen. Intellectual property dispute posted. And Dwayne C. White says, hi, has Shipwreck looked at the Indiegogo retro game Sigma? It's another emulator box along the lines of the Dreamcade replay. So, any update on the Dreamcade replay? Dreamcade play?
Cast.
After the show last week, they had a IP dispute with Atari, which I talked to the guys at Dreamcade, and they're like, they were very forthcoming with it. Will probably be up. Back up on Kickstarter within a couple days because they were already working with Atari to license games to put in there, and it seemed like just a lawyers have to like do all of their due diligence type of stuff, and that seems like what it was because it's back up and running now. I didn't see anything that would make me think that there's going to be any intellectual property problems with this device. There's plenty of these things sold everywhere, and like I said, the Dream Arcade company, they have been making those arcade machines for years, so they kind of know the ins and outs of how to put out these emulator machines.
Right.
And I've still been messing around with the one I have here. I still think, now that it's back up, I still think for $99, it's a really good buy.
Since you had this hotline to these guys, did you ask them if they'll come to my house to hook up a joystick to it?
I can ask, I guess. I don't know. I don't know that that's going to happen. I think they're based in California, but
tell them that you can get them into NBA playgrounds.
But some people were asking me too, like whether or not they should go for the. It's $99 for the base unit or $129, I think, for a controller that comes with it. And, I mean, it's completely up to you, but I, playing around with the controller that they sent me, I would just rather play with a Xbox 360 controller. Mm-hmm. So I think the $99 option is probably really good.
I would imagine they'd sell the controller separately at some point anyway.
I would think so. I mean, it's very much a Xbox 360 type controller, but it just doesn't feel... It's a standard third-party issue, like with controllers. None of them generally feel as good as the first-party controllers. The buttons just feel clickier, and it just feels stiffer. But I don't know. I still am on the Dreamcade Replay bandwagon. I think what they're offering is a lot better than some of these other ones. Like, I looked at this Retro Engine Sigma that great mighty daddy asked us about here. And they made a lot of money on Indiegogo on that thing. And it might be good. I don't know if it's coming to fruition. It seems like it should be out soon based upon what I could find, but the documentation on it is just, it's not nearly as forthcoming as what Dreamcade Replay is. And digging through it, like, I found the specs, and that Retro Engine it's running Linux. So automatically I'm like, well, I don't really want to, like, kind of the beauty of the Dreamcade Replay is it's running Windows 10 and it doesn't require a lot of fiddling. And if I get a Linux machine, that just makes me think I'm going to have to be doing Linux-y type stuff. But the processor is like half as fast as what the Dreamcade Replay is. All the specs are considerably worse than what's in here. It didn't have Bluetooth built in. A lot of stuff where, like, you'd have to add stuff onto that one. So I'm sure it works fine. It's just not the value hardware wise that this Dreamcade Replay is. Wombat, have I convinced you to this to get to one of these yet? They announced today that they are going to throw in the Steam integration already, even though they haven't gotten to 100K yet.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. If I could, it's going to be such a hassle to put this inside my cabinet and get it working. And I
also have no place to really, I don't even know where to hook, I guess I could find space on my TV, but I could unhook the Switch and plug it in.
Oh, wow. You're giving up on that Switch already, huh?
Well, I just have nothing. What am I playing on it? Exactly.
Brr. All right, how about some Watch This Bitches? I finished season one of Penny Dreadful, or Mrs. Chibi and I, rather, but both finished the first season. That's a pretty cool show. If you like vampires and that type of stuff.
Ava Green.
Yeah, she's in it. I saw her boobies. They were very good.
Nice.
There's a lot of...
this is one of those booby shows.
It's a booby show. I saw a pretty nice penis also.
Those as well.
Yeah, season two, I was surprised. There was like, oh, and here's a nice long look at a schlong. Not just like a quick, like, fleeting glance, but how about just like somebody posing with their schlong? But that's not, you know, that is not the purpose of the show. It's mostly,
vampires.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Like, you know,
vampire
Frankenstein.
Penis.
They're combining a lot of different things. You got Frankenstein, you got, you know, vampires, you got, I don't want to give any spoilers, so I think I'll quit while I'm ahead. But, you know, if you like that type. If you like Castlevania, you like this type of thing. It's pretty good. And Timothy Dalton is mesmerizing.
You said that last week.
I did. I like him in that role.
I know.
I mean, you don't really, you know, when's the last time you've seen him?
Hot Fuzz, I guess.
So he's been busy doing this show. I mean, I think they're like on season four or something.
I thought it was done. Is it not done?
I have no idea.
Well, I think it's done.
For me, it's just getting started. So that's all I care about. But it's very good. I like it. I recommend it a lot. What else?
I watched that new video game show that's on Sunday nights, that's right in the same time slot as, I believe, the Game of Thrones.
What?
Candy Crush?
You watched the game of Candy instead.
I did.
I
watched the game of Candy Crush instead.
What is this?
It's a game show hosted by Mario Lopez.
Of course.
Based on the iPhone sensation Candy Crush. So teams of two compete to play a match three game on very large LCD screens, basically.
I'm watching. I see a picture of it right now. It's like a guy on a rope.
Yep.
Pushing a giant touchscreen.
Yep.
Hanging from the ceiling.
I loved every minute that I watched it.
What? The headline, by the way, of this article is Candy Crushed in Sunday Ratings.
Well, sure. We're in a golden age. Like, if you don't watch Game of Thrones, we're in a golden age of Sunday night TV on network television. You've got this competes directly against Steve Harvey's Thunderdome.
Yes.
After Candy Crush, you've got the Michael Strahan's $100,000 pyramid.
I didn't even know these shows exist.
Exactly. These are my shows that I like to just put on and go, yep, this is where we're at in 2017. But yeah, Candy Crush was absolutely ridiculous. The team that won, first of all, you could really side with them because their story was, and this is fine, they're on a game show, whatever. The backstory is usually doesn't matter.
They had really bad teeth and foot arthritis?
It was close.
Because I can relate to that backstory.
Yeah. It was a dad and his son, and the son had just graduated from Yale and was getting ready to go to med school.
Relatable.
Fellow privileged, spoiled person.
Mm-hmm. As a privileged, spoiled person, I can understand
why in the winning strategy. The Candy Crush, like, right? So at the very end, there's like a horizontal board on the floor where you play Candy Crush, and you have to get like the virtual key to drop down to the bottom of that, and then a physical key pops out that you go over and you take to this joystick, and your partner is harnessed up on this big vertical wall of Candy Crush. And so you've got two people controller than joysticks, which are controlling the cranes that are operating these harnesses. And then you have the other person just like floating in space and trying to match three gems or whatever they are, candies, I guess. They look like fruit. While they're swinging back and forth on these harnesses. And the team that won, the son was operating the joystick, and the dad was strapped into the contraption. And the son was really bad with the joystick. Like, he kept on using, there was like a left and a right, like one to go up and down and one to go side to side. And he kept on like going the same way with them. So his dad was basically just like swinging back and forth. And half the time he would be off the side, just like clinging to the side of this giant screen and just like waving his arm at the side until he made it 50 matches, which took forever to get to 50. I didn't think they were ever going to get there, and they won $100,000. And I was thoroughly entertained. I will never tune back in again.
I was watching Game of Thrones when that happened. And it was it was very good.
What was I doing Sunday night? Oh, I was
jerking off into a sock?
No, I was eating all the lobster I could eat.
Oh, all you can eat?
All I could eat. It was my cousin's 35th birthday, and she decided to have a lobster party.
It's a good party.
I had nothing to do with it.
Ah, to be spoiled and privileged.
Right.
Yes. She
You're not really helping your case much here.
Walter. I know. That's why I thought it funny. She is. I'm not.
Did you did you have all you can eat? Did they kick you out?
I had enough.
Did you go fishing afterwards?
I did.
After they kicked you
Maybe
out?
Maybe all the lobster butter just went straight to your foot. It was congealed down there.
I don't have butter with my lobster.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it without butter.
Straight.
Just right, hook it to my veins.
Nice. All right, let's that's it for...
It was a lobster boil at her parents' house.
That's fine. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It was at the Palm.
Nope. That was the week before.
It's true. It's funny because it's true. Oh, boy. All right. Before we go any further...
It's been a weird summer.
Sounds like a good summer to me, except for all the medical problems.
Yeah.
But while we're talking about food, I think it's only natural that we segue into HelloFresh.
Mm-hmm.
In case you didn't know, HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking fun and easy because they send you all the ingredients in an insulated box and all this very easy to follow recipes that take around, let's say, 30 to 45 minutes. They give you just the right amount of stuff, so there's no waste, and it's great. They give you light summer meals, and they even have breakfast options now, and best of all, it's less than $10 a meal. I thought that the menu this week was fantastic. I mean, it's always great.
What did you get this week?
So this week we had the crispy baked cod.
I had that as well. It was delicious.
I always get the whatever fish option they have, I almost always get...
Go with the fish. I'm with you. I like getting the fish as well.
That was excellent. Mm-hmm. We also had the macaroni and cheese. It was the cauliflower pancetta mac and cheese.
Had that for dinner tonight.
So did I.
It was delicious.
It was ridiculous.
I told my wife I could eat this every day.
Did you use all the pancetta, even though they only told you to use half?
Yes, everyone does. Actually, my wife made it before I came home, and I came home, and it was ready. She pulled it out of the oven. She's like, and dinner's ready. I was like, this is magical.
It was so good. Yeah, we made that. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. And we also had the turkey chiles rellenos.
Chili relleno?
I had those.
I
did not have those. I had... The Parmesan crusted chicken.
Mm, that sounds good too.
It was super good.
The turkey thing is like, it was like ground turkey in stuffed peppers, basically.
Yeah, my wife and rice. I don't like peppers. So this is a good thing for people to know though. You have options. It's not like these are the only three things. This is what you get. There's like seven or eight things and you pick three of them. So I don't like peppers. Per se, you know, like a little bit here and there I'm okay with, but it's not going to, I don't want it to be my vehicle in the meal. So I'm like, skip. I'm like, we take that out of my box and put in this Parmesan crusted chicken with a warm potato salad and green beans and I'm on board.
Right. It is very easy to pick all the stuff with the app. I will give you a pro tip because I've really, you know, learned how to cook just from making these HelloFresh meals for the last... I don't know. What month is it now? August, for like the last 9 months. Mm-hmm. This one had jalapenos in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you put the jalapenos in it. Of course, you're preparing.
Jalapenos. Jalapenos.
So I will tell you that when you are preparing the jalapenos and, you know, handling them, you know, you got to cut them up.
It's jail penis.
Yes. Right. Don't rub your eyes after you touch
them. No, Shipwreck was on the right track with his penis joke.
Oh, really?
I went to the bathroom, you know, in the middle of the meal prep, and of course, you know, you wash your hands after they tell you wash your hands after you go to the bathroom, of course, especially when you're preparing food, but all the time, of course. But what they may not tell you is if you're handling jalapenos, don't touch your pino until you wash your hands, because holy shit, does that burn. Oh my yep. God. I think I know what herpes feels like now. It was bad. And I wish I was joking. It's not a joke. It's very serious. You should wash your hands thoroughly before handling your pinos.
When I was a freshman in college, I was hanging out in a dorm room with some friends of mine. And one of our friends came back from a chicken wing place called Quaker Steak and Lube, which... Now there's a bunch of in the Pittsburgh area.
There's one about a mile from my house.
Yeah. At the time, there was only one when I was in college. And he came back and he brought just three of the hottest wings they have, which are very hot wings. And one of the guys there who was super wasted was like, I don't think it's too hot. And he took his big drunk hands and he took a big bite out of it. And he started to scream because it was too hot. Uh-huh. And then he passed out on a bed. And then he got up from that bed. Now he's drunk and his hands are still covered in the sauce. Uh-huh. This atomic fire sauce. He gets up, goes into the bathroom. And you could probably hear the scream from about 3 miles away.
Right.
As he went and touched himself.
See, I'm not joking. It's a serious issue.
I could still hear him running around the room going, my dick's on fire. My dick's on fire.
Great. I think you took this to a level that was a little higher than I was willing to go to during this HelloFresh ad. But that's fine.
We're still doing an ad.
We're still doing the ad. But, you know, I don't think there are any bigger fans of HelloFresh than us three. I tell everybody that I come across. Somehow I work it into every conversation that I have, how great HelloFresh is and how it's changed our lives as a family. You know, I'm cooking dinner myself, all by myself, 3 nights a week, and I'm really not a cook.
No, it's the best. It really is the best service I've ever used for food. We're all customers. We don't get any special discount to continue to use their service.
No.
We are customers just like you would be if you go to their website.
Yep.
And use the promo code KEGCAST30. And it's amazing, and you should try it. There's some really good stuff coming up next week. Wait, I'll tell you what it is. I have the app right here. Their app is also awesome.
Yeah, it is very good. Yeah, so go to HelloFresh.com, use promo code CADCAST. You'll get $30 off your first week of deliveries when you subscribe. It's also very easy, like if you're going away on vacation or something like that, just to put the week on pause. It's not like a hassle, like you don't have to cancel or...
Yeah, because I'm going away the week of the 23rd, and I already put that on pause.
It's literally one button press to make that happen.
I think we should put this ad on pause and keep going now.
Yes, it's great. HelloFresh is great. Thank you, HelloFresh. Now it's time. Well, let's do quick CAG shopping news. Let everybody know. This was just sort of... I don't know. It was just fun. I always love to see outrage, like weird outrage.
CAGs be shopping.
CAGs be shopping and internet people be outraged. GameStop announced that they will be open on Thanksgiving this year. I guess in the past they had mentioned that they would not be open on Thanksgiving because they value their employees and want them to spend time with their family. Mm-mm. But apparently they forgot about that and now they will be open on Thanksgiving. And everybody seemed very angry about this.
Everybody's open on Thanksgiving.
I know.
They're put in a spot where they have to be open because they can't afford to miss out on those sales.
And really, how many people does it take to operate a GameStop? You know, it's not like a Best Buy or something where it's like a huge operation. I mean, I think my local GameStop, maybe they have 2 guys working in the store. It's not like a big thing, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. It stinks for the workers that have to work on Thanksgiving. At the same time, you've got a pretty easy job, right?
Uh-oh, I don't know. I never worked in a GameStop.
I worked at a GameStop. I did. Yeah, if you're working in a GameStop, that's not exactly hard labor.
I mean, it's still
a job, but...
I can read the angry comments now in my mind.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for those. This is going to be fun.
I'm literally backing away from my computer.
Tell
right
us
now.
More about how worthless the people who work for a living are.
That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that you could have a much worse job than GameStop.
You could be laying brick on Thanksgiving.
Right, right. You could be doing manual.
You could be laying pipe
labor
on Thanksgiving.
Right.
So
I'm sure they're going to close at, you know, by 3 o'clock.
I'm sure it's going to be an evening type thing, right?
They'll be closed by the evening.
No, they'd be open at evening, I would think.
No, well, don't they
That's
want
when the action happens?
Yeah, Thanksgiving's like a midday thing.
Yeah, yeah. People eat their
Wait,
midday
what?
Thing, and then they go out and start their Black Friday shopping.
They do?
Yes.
But I thought, But I don't know. You know, over the years, the whole shopping, the Black Friday shopping thing has just gotten earlier and earlier. That these all the deals go on. I know, but even but we're way before Thursday at this point.
Well, yeah, but I mean, this is for people who want to go be part of the action.
Who wants to be part of that action? That's the worst action ever. Stay at home and just go on the internet.
You throw some exclusives out there. People want to be in on that action.
I don't know. I don't like that.
I think a lot of people just get bored on Thanksgiving evening too and want to get away from their family.
Is that it? They're drunk and they're like, cheap TVs.
Right. I think that's a lot of it.
I don't know. It's weird for me. Weird to me, but okay.
I love all of our GameStop employee listeners.
Uh-oh.
It's terrible what they're doing to you.
There you go. There you go. I like that somebody, one of the game journalists who wrote an article about this, tweeted out that anybody who has to buy stuff on anybody who has to buy gaming stuff on Thanksgiving shouldn't go to GameStop. And I was like, but does that mean some other store that's open?
How about you just don't shop on Thanksgiving?
Right. That doesn't make any sense. Like, if other stores are allowed to be open on Thanksgiving but not GameStop, it's okay for everybody but GameStop. I didn't really understand the logic there.
I don't get it.
But that's okay. Let's move on to, I don't understand a lot of things. Let's go to new releases, because that I understand.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've been playing some of Hey Pikmin for the 3DS.
Hey!
That's right, you got it for like 18 cents during that Cyber Monday glitch or whatever it was.
Prime Day.
Prime.
Yes. Optimus Prime Day.
Yes, Prime Day. I got it for $6 or so. I don't remember exactly what it was. But yeah, I've played not that much of it. Maybe an hour, maybe a little bit more, a little less. That is a 2D Pikmin game. It starts off really slow, I would say. So you're controlling it. You don't use the buttons at all to control it. It's all with the analog stick and the stylus. And it's kind of got a Yoshi's Island type of thing where you are flinging the Pikmin at objects. So you're just like tapping on the screen where you want to throw a Pikmin at. And he goes and gets, I don't know, the fruit or whatever you collect in Pikmin. Nuts. They look like nuts, maybe fruit.
Pikmin nuts.
Yeah, Pikmin nuts.
Pikmin nuts.
And it's got, like, the visuals are very cute, like you would expect a Pikmin game to be. There's a various exploration options within a level, I would say, like secret areas. It's a little bit slow. And I'm waiting for it to pick up. I don't know if it will pick up or if it's just going to be super chill. I find that it's sometimes like I lose track of Pikmin that I don't realize I'm losing track of. And it like comes up on the screen and starts flashing red that you're going to like leave a Pikmin behind. But I don't know.
But fuck those guys.
Right, right. Like, I don't... I've got like 18 of you. I don't need the other two.
Right.
After you get out of the levels, it's got like a garden aspect where you can like clear the garden out by, I don't know, dispersing your different Pikmin out into the garden. I haven't really figured out what that gains me yet. But I know I did get to experience transferring all of my content from a 3DS XL to a new 3DS XL before I started playing this. Because there's like it's got amiibo functionality. And so I was like, well, I'll go ahead and I've got this new 3DS XL that I have sitting over here that I've never set up just because I didn't want to go through the process. And yeah, that's a pain. I had like 10 gigs worth of games or so to transfer. And so I went the route of doing it on a computer. Like you can take the SD card out of the 3DS.
Oh yeah. And I remember what? That. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but the new 3DSs, they use micro SD. So it's not like you can't just like pop an SD card out of one and stick it in the new one. You have to actually have two different cards, which I didn't realize. I mean, that's on me. I didn't research it when I started doing the transfer. And I was like, oh, crap, I better order one of these from Amazon. And so that came, and I transferred all my stuff. Like, I was on the Mac, and I followed the instructions that were on Nintendo's website about, okay, you put the SD card in, and you just copy all the folders to the desktop. That's simple enough. And then you format the micro SD card by using this software that they point you to that's like on the SD standards website, like whoever's in charge of SD cards. And like, okay, I formatted that. I copied my files over. The new 3DS XL would not recognize them. Just like, nope, there's not a card there. So I try it again. I erase everything, reformat it, stick all my stuff on. Like, and this takes quite a while to like copy 10 gigs of stuff to an SD card. And second time, no go. Then I'm like, okay, well, I'll Google this and see if anybody else has anything to say. Turns out, that tool that they point you to, that Nintendo's website points you to on a Mac, specifically for a Mac that they have pointed out, go use this, does not format the memory cards in the right format to use on the new 3DS XL.
Classic so Nintendo.
Instead, you can just go into your Finder on your Mac and say, format this as XFAT or whatever, and then it worked perfectly fine. So, super easy as always, Nintendo.
Nailed it.
Yeah, to really transfer all my games and make sure everything's working right. But
sweet.
Also out for the 3DS was Miitopia. That was a game I missed on Prime Day. I know that was a super cheap one as well. I think these were their two big launch games for that new 2DS XL that came out.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I saw a commercial for that today.
Okay. I've seen plenty of them in the stores.
Doesn't surprise me.
I'm sure they look cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they are cool. What could be bad?
The transfer process, if you have.
Other than that, yeah, I know. I've actually gone through it, too. It sucks.
For the Switch, staying on the Nintendo side, Namco Museum came out.
Now, that's digital only, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
It's
just digital only. Okay.
Which is kind of a bummer. I mean, not that $30 is so much, but to have it on
it's
the card
games.
For...
It's kind of, I don't know.
It's a bit much. $20 for 11 games that I could play on the go, I might be tempted. But 29 is a no-go. 15 is like the money price right there.
Overcooked also came out.
Yes.
Which apparently, $20. It currently has some frame rate issues.
Yeah, they're supposedly fixing it, but it's a great game. Play it anywhere. That would be good. Anything else?
Patapon?
Patapon Remastered. I didn't play that, but... that's out for PS4.
Who's spending $14 to play Patapon now?
$15.
$15. More.
They're cute. I mean, it's been long enough that is completely new to people.
I guess.
No, it's a fact.
I know.
Semantics,
man. Well, what have you been playing?
That's what they've been calling me. I've been playing a little of this... Aria. It's on PlayStation 4. It's a cooperative top-down type of game where the characters, I mean, it's basically like a Diablo gauntlet type thing, and the characters have musical instruments as their weapons, but for the most part you're still like using magic and bows and arrows, that type of stuff. Mrs. Shipwreck and I were just looking for a co-op game to play, so we picked this up. And not that far into it so far, but my one complaint is that the text is super small. This is one of those games where maybe it's out for PC as well. I'm not sure, but
yep.
It is. The font size is not properly sized for HDTVs.
Right.
And that caused Mrs. Shipwreck to fall asleep while we were playing because I was having to read everything to her because she had gone to the eye doctor that day and her like had her glasses on and her vision wasn't where it normally is. But I don't know. It's a co-op game. There's not a whole lot of those out there. So
yeah, it looks like Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance or whatever.
Yeah, it's that type of thing.
Cool.
We'll dig into it and see if it's any good or not, but it seems promising.
Cool.
Yep.
Anything else?
And that is it. There's a Vita game. A Vita game came out.
I think we're good.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. All right, let's move on to multi-platforming, Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught, and other news and stuff.
All right.
At Neon Nightglow writes in and asks, are you excited for the summer event in Overwatch next week? What do you think of the changes from last year, Wombat?
I think they're amazing. I can't believe how well Cowboy Guy shoots Pink Robot Lady now.
No, there's no Pink Robot. Oh, there is a Pink Robot Lady.
There is too a Pink
a
Robot
mech
Lady.
Lady. She's a mech girl.
Objective Whatever, C, what?
No, there's no Objective C.
There could be.
You guys don't know what you're talking about. It's very clear.
There could be.
There could be.
Oh, I got to stay. I hope I could stand next to this truck for 15 minutes better than anyone else.
That's exactly
Truck's
what happens.
Truck's got to get into the tunnel. I got to stand next to it.
That's exactly how you play.
Yeah, I know.
Stand next to a truck.
Mm-hmm. That was the original name of the game.
Truck Stander. Loitering.
Watch over this objective
there. So yeah, summer games are coming back, new skins. They're also bringing back the old skins from last year's summer games, and they're dropping the prices in case you want to buy them with your in-game credits. They're adding ranked Lucio Ball, which is like this soccer mini game there, which I didn't really try that much last time. Maybe I'll give it a go this time. I do have the Lucio summer game skin from last year. Maybe I'll buy the highlight to go with it, but I already like my Lucio highlight.
Seems like a no-brainer, really.
Yeah, I mean.
You need that.
I should buy two, probably.
Yeah,
of the same
definitely.
One. But I have been playing Fortnite, which just came. Well, it's still in early access. It's going to be free to play when it comes out next year, I think. Mm-hmm. But if you want to play it now, you can pay $40 and up, depending on which edition you get, or get a review copy for free, which is a good way to go.
What
also.
Is this game? What do you do?
Okay, so it's pretty fun, actually. I played a lot of it today with Ty. It's an online co-op game. Okay, so you're fighting against a group of zombies, basically. You're doing
it
a lot of...
It's like a zombie mode. Type thing.
Sort of.
You're boarding up windows and doing
Well, you're not just boarding up windows. You're creating buildings. You're doing a lot of crafting, including like
I saw building a house.
Yes. So basically you're protecting something that's inside a house that you build with your team.
Is it a truck?
No.
Okay.
But everything you have like a pickaxe that you use to break stuff down and get crafting components. And then with those components, you can make weapons. You can make.
So is it like a Minecraft?
It's
Minecraft meets killing zombies?
Sort of. But it's a third person shooter, like a very competent third person shooter, but you're shooting computer controlled zombies. Basically.
Now, what if I hate building things?
It's not. So you're playing with other people. So other people can leave the building stuff to the other people, but it's not super complicated. It's not. You're able to pick it up pretty quickly, but there's a lot going on in the game. So, and not everything is opened up all at once. So as you're learning, more things become available to you. You know, there's skill trees that you're unlocking. There are like support guys that you unlock and you put together different teams and things like that. There's a lot of loot. It's very loot heavy. So you're earning basically loot boxes. In this game, there are also... like llamas that are like pinatas and you break them open to get your loot. It's it's pretty addictive because, you know, just like by its nature, these games where you're winning random loot do something to your brain that make you want to play it more. But the action,
I don't completely understand that because I've been playing Injustice 2, like someone's going to come into my house and take it.
Right. So we played, I mean, Ty and I is home this week. He doesn't have camp. So we've been playing a lot of video games this week. And he immediately was enthralled by this game. And he can play it himself as well. I mean, he watched me play, but he also played it himself and was able to have a go on it. In fact, you can, if you go to twitch.tv/gbassgamer, you can watch both of us play in separate sessions. It's fun. I gotta say, it's pretty fun. I don't know about the staying power of it because I've literally played it for one day, but it's got a lot going for it for what I can see so far.
I'm more interested to see if you're still playing it next week.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to check in on. I think it would be a lot of fun to play with your friends, but it seems like
you have no friends.
Well, sure, that is true. But I think even playing with randos, it's pretty okay because if you lose a round or something, it's not like losing a round in Overwatch where it's affecting your rank. You can just do it again, basically. It's sort of cool because like you'll be in a town and there's houses and cemeteries and things like that and everything's destructible. So you could be like in the top floor of the house and being like, I don't want to walk down the stairs. I'm just going to break the floor down and drop through. And you can do that. I don't know. I'm having a good time with Fortnite so far. And also if you buy it on PC or PlayStation 4, you can play it on the other system and all your stuff carries over. So there's some, that's pretty cool. Usually that's the Xbox way, but for somehow, yes, some reason it's PS4 and PC this go around for Fortnite. It's fun. So far I would recommend it.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. What else we got here?
I've been playing an indie game that's been out for a while, but I'm kind of liking it. It's Bard's Gold.
I think that's part of the Xbox monthly service.
Yeah, it's part of the Game Pass, which I'm a subscriber to.
Ah, is that why you're playing it?
Yeah, that's why I'm playing it. I've been finding myself playing a lot of the indie games on there that, I don't know, just to justify my $10 a month, but also I can actually find the ones that I like that way.
Because mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, like, I like platformers, so there's a lot of indie platformers, and some of them are junk, and some of them are fun. This is really a lot like Rogue Legacy or Spelunky. A lot like Rogue Legacy, but not nearly as polished or as involved as Rogue Legacy.
I liked Rogue Legacy.
Yeah, this is basically the same type of thing.
I'm not very good at Rogue Legacy.
No, you'd be even worse at this.
Yeah, but I liked playing that, but I was not very good at it.
It's basically a stripped down Rogue Legacy. You don't have as many like weapon choices, and you're not like getting a new character with new skills every time you die and come back. It's, you're just like the same guy that you've leveled up and gotten your skills that way from previous, but it's not like there's like a random skill or whatever, which was kind of a big hook on Rogue Legacy. Mm-hmm. But it's enough to make me just like keep playing one more time. It's got that roguelike thing going. So that's Bard's Gold.
Cool. Yep. I meant to mention this someone asked about this last week. I didn't put it on the outline, but I did play the co-op mode in Titanfall 2.
Mm.
I got around to playing that. It's a lot of fun. The fact that it wasn't there to begin with is just boggles my mind still. Now that it's in EA Access, I don't have to put the disc in, so it's pretty much a no-brainer to just go play
right.
it.
Right.
Which is cool. But it is. It's a lot of fun. It's just, you know, more of Titanfall 2, but without having to deal with other people on the other team. So you can kind of, you know, you could dick around a little more and you could jump on walls and shoot, you know, it's sometimes it's fun to stand and shoot or jump around on a wall, swing onto something, and in the air shoot down like five robot dudes real quickly because that's fun.
So are you fighting just, like, just mechs?
A wave-based type thing?
It's a wave-based co-op. Okay. You're protecting your base. They come in waves. You have your Titan. There are other Titans. Like, the last wave was pretty much, like, all Titans, and there was, like, eight Titans that came out, and there's only four of you, and you're blowing up Titans, and there's, like, big explosions. And
sounds pretty good.
It is pretty good. Elliot was sitting on the couch with me. His jaw was just on the ground the whole time because big robots and people running around them. And, I grappled onto one of the enemy mechs and threw a grenade inside and jumped off and ran away while it blew up behind me. That kind of cool stuff. So, and you could get away with that in co-op a lot easier than you can in standard multiplayer because other people are better than AI.
Right. That's why I think you might like Fortnite.
Yeah.
Because it's a shooter, but, you're shooting zombies. So they're not moving in a straight line for the most part.
But I would definitely play it again. If, I just don't know when, but I would definitely play it again.
Mm-hmm.
I put this on the outline, obviously, because this is an Injustice. Injustice 2
mm-hmm.
had its first, like, big patch recently.
Okay.
This week. And two of the things that they added, major things in this patch, major in quotes. One is they added a premiere skin for Superman, which turns him into Bizarro. Okay. If you don't know what a premiere skin is in Injustice, it basically reskins the character to look like another character. But there's also new voice acting that goes along with it and new interactions before a match.
Okay.
So it doesn't sound like the same Superman voice when you start a match. It's a Bizarro line.
And some of the abilities change a little bit too, right? Like,
I don't know. I don't think they do.
I think it does. Well, I'm reading right now. It says one ability now burns enemies instead of freezing them, while the laser he shoots from eyes now look like ice rather than heat.
There you go. So, yeah.
Changing the colors, basically.
Yeah, changing the colors. It's obviously mostly cosmetic and voice. You know, it's not much.
Right.
Now, to unlock these characters in the game, there's these like diamonds. I guess.
Source
yellow
crystals?
Diamonds. Yeah, source crystals. And it costs 6,000 source crystals to get a premier skin.
Okay.
That's like this is what they sell. That's about $3 per character for the premier skins.
Okay.
If you get the $100 version of the game, you get two of those. You get Power Girl and you get Reverse Flash. Mm-hmm. And then I think after that now with... what's her fate with Bizarro? I think there's four outside of that, which again, that's what, $12 or so,
right?
To get, if you want the other characters. Now, if you're really into the game,
I feel like I know where this is going.
This is what I would say. If you, I have enough source crystals right now, and I've sunk, I don't know, probably over 20 hours into the game. I have enough to get one premier skin. I have enough source crystals. If I wanted to get Mr. Freeze, Jay Garrick, one of the premier skins, I could do it. So it would cost me $9 to unlock the other dudes. I don't think that's insane. Like, I'm not jumping to do it. In fact, I don't think I'm going to because I don't feel like I need the characters. But if I really wanted to spend $3 to have Bizarro, because I love Bizarro so much...
Right.
That to me doesn't. That I'm actually not as upset about that as some people might be. Do I think it's too much? Yeah, it's probably too much. If you spend $100 for the game, should they probably give you all the premier skins? Probably.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. Yes, they should. There's no reason why. You get all the extra characters. An extra character costs $6 and a skin costs $3. The pricing is a little out of whack. The skin should probably, if anything, they should be $1 if I was pricing it.
Right.
Here's where it gets even more frustrating. There are these shaders, which change your character's costumes colors, and they came out within this patch two new ones. They're both esports related. They're tournament skins, which are one's black and gold and one's silver. And they look cool. and it's the same color scheme for every character. But if you want the color scheme for all your characters, you have to buy them for each individual character. And it's 4,000 source crystals, so that's was that $2 each?
Right. There's no way you're going to earn that many source crystals, right?
No, well, you know, it's impossible. It's impossible. I've sunk, like I said, probably over 20 hours, I'm sure, and I have 8,000 source crystals. I'd be able to get two of those, and that would be it.
Right.
And then I'd have to and all of those things I did to get the...
Somebody please send Wombat some source crystals.
The thing is, I'm not saying that I want those skins. I just don't know who's that, you know, is that, who's that for?
Right. They're still
people
trying
to... can't help themselves.
I mean, is that what it is? I just don't... It just seems... And again, I'm not even upset that they're charging for this. I just think it seems a little... Like, maybe you charge $5 to get the skin for the shader.
Somebody's buying it. Somebody did some math behind this, and this is the price that...
Oh, I know. And that's what drives me... That's what's even worse, is that someone decided this is the best way to do it, and it probably is.
Don't they do loot boxes in that, too?
They do, and you can get the other shaders. Like, actually, before we did the show, I played the game.
Can you punch somebody as Superman in this game, or does that cost, like, some source crystals?
I mean, but that's kind of where it is. You know, in some ways, it kind of feels like that. It's like, well, what's next?
Yeah.
The characters just standing there and waiting for you to give them source crystals.
Yeah.
Right.
This is listening to you talk about that for like 5 minutes just made me think how ridiculous this how modern gaming is on these fighting games.
And it is ridiculous, and it's a bummer, to be perfectly honest. Like, there's no reason for it. There's no reason for it to be so nickel and dimed. There, like, doesn't need to be that much of it.
So many different virtual currencies in the game.
Yeah. You know, there's a $50 version of this game. There's a $80 version of this game. There's a $100 version of this game. You get the $100 version of this game. You still don't get everything. You're missing at least one character, Darkseid. Plus, now you don't get, you know, when I first was playing it, I'm like, wait, how do I get Mr. Freeze? And I didn't realize how long it would take me to get enough source crystals to unlock Mr. Freeze, who I haven't even unlocked yet, because now I'm like, but these are all the source crystals I have. Do I really want to spend them all in one place? So, I don't know. It's
save them for a rainy day.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what am I saving? But then it's like, well, what am I saving them for? I don't know.
They're probably going to go up in value.
Right? Exactly. Like, because I'm stupid. I don't know what I'm saving them for.
You just want to get yourself like a nice CD that you could invest those source crystals in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just something, you just set it aside for a while and wait. Just let it grow on its own.
I'm recommending a hold on source crystals right now. Pretty sure we're going to see an uptick later this year.
If the pricing was just a little bit better.
Well, the gold edition, well, it'll be interesting to see when the ultimate edition, or what do they call it, the gold edition? I forget.
Yeah, what's going to come with that?
Right. Are they really going to go all in, or are they going to still try to...
They're definitely going to. They have to.
Right. They've already built the infrastructure to screw you, so...
Yeah.
Might as well stick with it.
Especially if people are going to pay for it.
Oh, well, Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
To that Lord of the Rings game, Shadow of Mordor, War of Mordor, whatever it's called.
What
Is
about
it? Still
it?
Playing it?
No, I mean the new one. Are they going to find
it?
A way to
work that because it's a Warner Brothers game?
Stuff in? Yeah.
It's a Warner Brothers game. They'll find a way.
That comes out soon, right?
They don't do it with Lego, though, really.
No, they don't. But maybe, I think, well, it depends on the property. You could say that Lego Dimensions is pretty...
Well, but that's a different animal there.
Just saying.
And you're actually getting Legos when you buy something there.
Like, I know.
There's a physical thing.
But no, I mean, there's a pre-order bonus and characters.
That's like normal video game stuff. We're not getting down to source crystals on these things.
No. Oh, source
and
crystals.
Shaders and premium skins. And are there like crappy skins too? Can you buy those? Are those free?
No, there's no free skins. Well, there's the shaders are free if you unlock them in a loot box. And unlocking shaders in a loot box isn't that uncommon. Also, if you do, like, if you finish the story mode, you'll get like 5 shaders out of that. And if you do, someone's like,
I'm so sorry,
individual.
Maybe you start talking about this again.
I know.
It's not what I intended.
I'm sorry. It's boring. No one cares.
Right. Let's move on to Battlegrounds.
To go back that
you
direction.
Asked me a question, and I
that was my fault. I did not mean to go back there.
That's okay.
Ever.
Ever again.
Never, ever, ever, ever again.
I've been playing a lot of Battlegrounds on Twitch.
I watched you.
I know. Wasn't it fun?
It was. I enjoyed watching you.
I streamed with Christian Spicer this week, and we did some duo matchups. Pretty poor. Actually, no, we didn't do that badly. We finished like 14th or 15th a couple times, something like that. I killed a few people. Wombat was excited when I shot somebody in the face with a shotgun.
I was. I said something out loud, and I was at work sitting at my desk eating. What was I eating? It doesn't matter. A jar of peanut butter. And I was like, yeah. And people were like, what's going on?
It's so rare that I actually get to kill somebody. I get excited too. I say the same thing. Like, it's so different than when you play a game like Call of Duty or something where, like, you know, the kills are just happening all the time. You feel like you really accomplished something. Even if you only get if you get like 4 kills during a match, you feel like you're Superman.
That would be very impressive. And just for the record, because it came up before, I put 37 hours into Injustice 2. 37 hours.
Right.
One skin. Anyway, you were saying?
So yeah, I'm gonna keep streaming Battlegrounds. People every time I stream Battlegrounds, people ask if Shipwreck has the game, if Wombat has the game. They want to see us play the game together.
I'm waiting for the console version. I feel like...
Yeah.
I'm not good enough with mouse and keyboard I'm just going to be fumbling around.
You don't need to be that good. It's more of like a strategy, and it's also more about the entertainment value of just, you know, it's mostly not shooting people, that game. You're mostly walking and talking to your friends. And then once in a while you come across somebody and then you hopefully don't die, but especially when you're playing with a duo or squad, it's, you know, there's some strategy involved, and it's just really about entertainment, I feel. But
how much is this game?
It's $30. It's already sold like 6 million copies.
I want to play it.
Right.
But
you did buy a new graphics card for your PC.
I can't play it, so it doesn't matter.
Well, it matters a little because Shipwreck and I could play duo together.
Right.
Yeah, but I can't play, so who cares?
You could be in the chat and we could have you doing live commentary.
This isn't going to be like that other game you had me buy, right? And then we never played.
What was that?
The one where you start off naked and with a rock or something.
Oh yeah, was that Rust or Battle Royale?
Yeah.
Not Battle Royale. What the hell?
It was Rust, right?
Rust. Yeah, no, this is much better. I don't know. It's pretty addictive, and I played with some CAGs the other night in like a squad, and it was really fun.
I've taken the big step of adding it to my wish list.
That is a big, big step. It would be fun to have like a CAG night where we could all play together. I don't know. It's fun. It's just fun. That's all I'm saying. Did you see like they're having a problem though with people stream sniping? So there's some guy, you know, the guys on Twitch who stream this, like the most popular game that's streamed on Twitch now. So these guys who are like superstars on Twitch, people will look at their streams and then hunt them down, basically.
This seems like to be happening with everything. Like,
right. But the new version of the stream sniping in this game is that people will look at their stream and find them, and then they'll grab one of the vehicles in the game and just follow the person around in the vehicle and just honk the horn over and over again. So the person can't really do anything because the game's all about like sort of sneaking around and keeping a low profile. but you have like a guy circling you in a Jeep just honking the horn over and over again while the guy's trying to entertain people on Twitch. So yeah, that's like the new swatting, I guess. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. You should watch me on Twitch, Cheap Ass Gamer on Twitch. It's fun. Oh boy, we've been talking a lot this game, this show. Yeah. I mean,
this show. You said we had nothing to talk about.
I know.
This is our longest show in weeks.
I know.
And I have no air conditioning in here. I may pass out.
Right. All right. Let's. Why don't you pick? Let's see. Why don't you pick? Oh no, no, we haven't finished this one thing. Shipwreck. There's some NBA Live 18, big NBA Live 18 news that I know Shipwreck wants to talk about.
This is an interesting like turn of events here. The EA announced that they are adding WNBA to NBA Live 18, and it's going to be its own thing in the game where it's just like one-off games. There's no like league like season or anything, and you can't play the WNBA teams against the NBA teams.
Oh. That'd be fun.
It's a nice move on EA's part to be like more inclusive, but it's at the same time, it's business wise, it's an odd move.
Seems hardly worth the effort.
Like for a game that is struggling to compete against like one of the most popular games year in and year out in NBA 2K. This seems like an odd direction to spend resources on. But
if anything, they should include like NBA Jam inside the game.
Maybe it's not as difficult as you think. Maybe they just take the regular players, put long hair on them, and then
they said they went in and scanned them, and they're going to be scanning all of the WNBA players. I mean, they're going the same route that they do with the NBA guys.
Oh,
it'll
be cool.
No, I think it's.
Why do you have to be hating on women?
I am not doing that at all. I can appreciate the WNBA. It just seems like an odd business move. I will say that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they were thinking, but I don't know. I don't
think
it's
like, we got to have at least one good New York team in this game.
Aha.
That was funny. It was a basketball joke.
Are they good, the WNBA?
The New York Liberty?
Yeah, they're good.
I think so.
You don't know.
I have no idea. I stand by my joke.
Right. All right,
don't they win a lot? I thought they win a lot. Or maybe they used to.
How would you know?
I don't know.
All right, let's go to sleep. How about that?
Sure.
Doesn't that sound like a good time? Let's remind everybody to go to liretro.com so they can come watch us do a live CADcast in, what is that, Garden City, Long Island? Is that where that place is?
Is that what it is? Is it
Westbury?
I think it's East Meadow. I think it might be East.
Whatever. Meadow. It's right around there.
Uniondale?
It's definitely going to be great. I'm expecting big things. A lot of good, fun stuff to buy for the gaming nerd and all of us. That's liretro.com. Of course, you should follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, of course, at Video Game Deals. And at CAG New Deals is another good one to follow. Follow me on Twitch because I'm got to justify this new graphics card that I bought by streaming online more. I'm Cheap Ass Gamer on Twitch.
Follow the New York Liberty. They have not won a championship yet.
Right. Wow. They need your support.
There you go.
And go to HelloFresh and use promo code CAGCAST30 to receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you subscribe. And that's it. We'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
Carvel ice cream. Carvel ice cream. We make fresh ice cream every day at Carvel. America's freshest ice cream. Every way.